Sherry Huber.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Cameron.
Cameron.
Shannon and Alex just joined.
Why, don't try to get away with anything. This call is being recorded.
What's a good check on me for making sure I did it, right?
Right.
Okay.
So is the gang all here?
So who is here? I heard Bob. I heard Sherry.
Cameron.
Marie's here.
Michael.
Did I hear Deb say Deb? No, someone I missed. Got Bob, Sherry, Cameron, Marie, Michael. Okay, guess not. And now we have Melinda and Dave. Alex is here. Okay, so again, I'm not aware of any big issues we have to hit first. Is anyone else? Okay, so we could just start doing the rotation. Sherry, do you have anything?
I just have this kind of picky unit little thing. Does anybody know what the charge is to call that 616 number that we just called?
Well, it's whatever the long-distance charge is to that number.
Oh, okay. So,
whatever service
I have, that's what it is.
Yeah, so like if you have a cell phone where you have minutes, you would just minutes. But if you pay for your long-distance some way, you will pay for those minutes as long-distance minutes.
Okay. Can I get an update on how many for the Living Beyond Karma?
Yes, 94.
Huh?
All
oh,
right.
My gosh.
Well, that's getting downright respectable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good. And one more day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob.
That's it.
Okay. Bob?
I wonder if I should bring up the Keep It Simple stuff.
Yeah. I can't remember what we were going to bring up in this context, but go for it.
Let me think whether we really were going to. Well, I think that were we going to talk about when we were going to have a discussion about it next or not? I can't remember.
I think we're going to shoot for the Tuesday before peace storming.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we made kind of an executive decision to put it on the board agenda for that in-person meeting.
Yep. Okay. So, Bob, did you have another one?
I have a very old one. Let me throw this one out.
Okay, why not?
Trying to get it off my list. Sometime back, we were Sherry and I had some email about people who wanted to participate in things we were doing, but didn't want to be on our email list. And what we were coming to and we wanted to run by the board was that it just didn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone get our emails, because some of the things they wanted to be on actually involved being on our email list.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I could really see someone writing up a standard reply to that kind of thing, a blurb that basically says, email is a huge piece of participating in what we do, in the sense that how we communicate, it's how we're, you know, it's part of Sangha.
Yeah. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you want to participate, how would you know what's being offered if you're not?
Well, exactly. And then it just creates a lot of work. So people hear about something, then they want to call the office and they want to find out about it. And
mm-hmm.
No, it's not how we do it.
Right. So I'd be willing to draft something like that, and then we can move it to the system.
You know, I get a lot of stuff that I actually am not interested in. Anybody else?
Yeah.
In your email? Yeah. And so I know that there's this little delete button.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't feel like, you know, whatever that is applies to me. So,
yep.
I don't see it. That's a level of whatever that I can't support.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Cameron.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Marie.
I don't think I really have anything for the board either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. It's
the first time ever.
We must be close
to
September 12th.
Okay. Settle down.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Michael?
Yeah, I got a couple of small things.
Okay.
I received an email from a listener. And listener starts off saying, this is not really a question. It's something I'd like to share. And I wasn't sure how to respond to that. Because
what
normally
was
it's
it?
A question. What's that?
What was it?
Do you want me to read it?
Well.
It's kind of, she talks about sort of sending emails to herself that are supportive and how that works for her, how that works well for her and stuff like that.
She's telling you about stuff she does in for her own practice?
Yeah, and how that's been helpful for her.
Well, that's one of those where I use the delete button.
Uh-huh. Can I just acknowledge it and say thanks for writing in? Or?
Well,
I mean, it's,
you can if you want to, but do you actually want her to do that again?
Well, I mean, she's written email questions before, so
well,
that's a good question.
I mean, to me, the point is this. If you want to write and say, how about if you call this into the radio show? Something like that.
Oh, okay.
But just to have her write to you about what's going on in her life, and have you have basically an email conversation with her, I don't see it. I don't think that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there are people who just write in email questions and never call the radio show, and that's a regular habit, I would want to know about that because I would not be supportive of that.
Okay.
It's not an email show.
Yeah, yeah. So I could reply and say, how about you call into the radio show with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Great.
Perfect.
Jen, can I do two other small things?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I had an idea for the conference call, like if we're doing upcoming conference calls for Living Beyond Karma. And I'm wondering if you sort of still plan to do like a roll call thing.
No.
To use. No, okay.
No, it's much sneakier than that, Michael.
Oh.
I intend to put things in it that people don't know about unless they are either on a call or listening to the call.
Okay, great. But same with TalkShoe, you know, you could have people with usernames and then you would know who's there from the host perspective.
Yeah,
we're still
working that out, but I think the direction that we're going to go in is this is not anonymous.
Okay.
What do people think of that?
That's a quite, wow, that's cool, Sherry. That's kind of, I don't know. But,
I mean, this is supposed to be hardcore Sangha.
Yeah.
You mean it would be like group?
It's like group.
Yeah, you know in
so
group
when I,
speaking.
What I, yeah, I call on Cameron. Everybody knows her name's Cameron.
Uh-huh.
It feels like one of those wonderful practice places where if we're really invested in dropping ego, that's a way to get there.
Yeah, and keep us all kind of honest. You know, with the whole anonymity thing is because we do so many classes with people who are really new to this, and, you know, they get embarrassed about what they want to say or whatever, but that shouldn't be this group.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right on, Sherry.
Yeah, so we're busy. That's what we were doing today is trying to work out how to communicate with people through the phone, you know, whether to ask people to send things in that they would like to have addressed, and then I'll just say, Jen, you had a you had a question for us, or, you know, Michael, there was something that you were looking at, and then you talk.
That's very good. Wow.
Sounds good.
Is there going to be a process where we kind of hone down the issue that we're working on so that it's
I hope so.
Yeah, it really gets down to the kernel nitty-gritty.
Yeah, I hope so. Do we have time? Well, maybe toward the end of the show, if we have time, I'll let you know what the deal is on it. Then you can be thinking about it ahead of time.
Oh, good.
All right, cool. Great. Okay, so, Michael, was that it? Or was there more?
Just a good news update for next week. And I,
yeah.
my mind is blank.
I think Michael may have suggested one that we could talk about different ways to support practice that people have come up with. Mailing yourself.
Oh.
I'm trying to think who you would interview. You'd have to interview
Alex.
Him. Alex? Oh, yeah, that's great.
Alex is the world's foremost expert.
Practice mimics.
Practice what?
That would be fun.
He's our resident expert on things that you can do to remind yourself to be present.
Sounds good.
Alex, did I kind of put you on the spot a little much?
No, I think I could speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a top 10 countdown.
What's yeah, that? make a little list of, and to think about people who have computers and who have, you know, all of the things that people out there in the world have available to them. They can write letters to themselves whenever they want. They can make lists of things. They can, you know, get watches that beep and remind them.
Audio recorders.
Yeah, audio. Everything.
Oh, yeah. They can
the
even draw them.
That talks to you.
Mm-hmm. They could what, Alex? Draw what?
Draw cartoons.
They could draw cartoons, exactly.
Of the voices in their head. Oh, my gosh.
What an idea.
All right. Great. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
Linda, you're up. So an idea occurred to me after I read the email that Marie sent about all the ideas of things we've done in the past, and that is something to hand people when we cross the bridge or when they show up at Chrissy Field and they know nothing about us, if there's anything we already have that we could use as a, you know, a little information sheet that for people who might then want to either donate or get involved or both.
That's fun.
Since Marie doesn't have anything to do. And Marie, we have that, actually, because Marie, you know, I still have in my inbox, I've been sitting with it, that, you know, that CEO flyer you made that was so fabulous?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that I said I would help with do an Africa one. That I think that flyer is 2 pages, and I think the Africa one is almost its own flyer, if you look at that. I think with very few minor changes, that could turn into what Melinda's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Probably could fairly easily.
Yeah. I think it's really...
I was just going to say, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Frequently there are people who just see us there and come up and want to know who is this group, and they're intrigued by the energy and everything, and that would be nice to be able to hand them something that they could, you know, read.
And
sure would.
I don't know if the thing that's being discussed is something that is primarily about Africa, but I picture even just that flyer that I know that I hand out to people who come to the sitting group new that mentions, you know, the radio show and everything we do, because I know a lot of people even coming to the walk who this will be their intro to Living Compassion. So even for those people and people we pass, something to give them.
Well, certainly we have that front and back flyer,
yeah.
Right, that would speak to what Deb is talking about. And, you know, that I mean, truly, everybody ought to have that everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we if we were smart, we would be sending this out to sitting group heads, Deb, And, you know, so that people who are in key positions like that would have it right there. You know, people come to meditation, that's the handout that they pick up and take with them.
Yep.
Would that be good, Deb?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that should just be a regular part of what we do, whether it's at the bridge walk or just it should just be in the hands of everybody that we come in contact with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dave's got a note of noting that for the sitting group heads. And then the other thing that would be, I think, worth having on hand and cheap enough to do it is a stack of the Teresa videos. And not to hand out to, you know, just anyone who's passing by, but someone who seems interested. It's not an expensive thing to hand to someone to take home.
Right, but can't they? They can just go on the website, right, and see it.
Right, they can.
Can't remember.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for people who are at the walk and they already know and love us, but just for the, you know. The new person, it just seems much more likely, though, for me it would be, that I'd pop it in my computer. And
yeah, then that you would go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, good. Thanks, Melinda. So, Marie, I guess, do you want to, maybe you and I could be in conversation about that, turning that half of that CEO flyer into its own standing thing.
Yeah, because I think that'll be something that would be nice to have all around for fundraising and lots of reasons. So yeah.
And Marie, speaking mm-hmm. on a related subject, mm-hmm. I keep having a note here to myself to offer to assist in whatever way to bridge those two CDs. We've talked about going from the 100 children to the Teresa or vice versa,
right.
And if there's some you know, voiceover stuff that would be helpful, you could just let me know what that is if I would be the candidate, and I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind because we just got the tape today. I was just looking at it right before the call.
No, I mean to bridge the Teresa video and the 100 children video.
Right, right. And we had thought maybe Teresa telling that story might be part of that.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I just saw that a few minutes ago. But, yeah, thank
okay.
you, Sherry, and I'll keep that in mind because that
yeah,
might be
Yeah, if you need
helpful.
It.
Okay.
Good.
Great.
Hey, Alex.
I just had a couple things. One is I wanted to register for the thing that's due tomorrow, the Living Beyond Karma, and I'm wondering if there's a proper way to do that. There's...
Bob, maybe you could, because I probably don't have the original email that Sherry sent out, what was it, 10 days ago, a week ago? It had a link in it to the sign-up, but people are, oh, you would need a credit card. Yeah, that's true, you would need a credit card. So we could.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can't just go in there and, okay.
But right. You know what? He could go in there and do this. I think, Bob, go in there.
And... I was. I'm sorry, I had muted myself, but talking to myself again. I was going to say, if someone could just send me email addresses for anyone that would like Alex, I can take care of that.
Okay. I don't know if other people are like me. I found it so symbolic to do it, so I don't know if other people want to. But if they do, I think, Bob, they could put zero in for the amount, and then, like, if they just had cash or something, they could give the amount to the monastery.
Well, I think you have to put in at least a penny.
Oh, you do.
Well, you know, the other thing, Jen, is that people could use a Living Compassion credit card.
Yep.
And then then use their money to pay that.
Yep. Yep.
Which might be kind of a more fun way to do it. I don't know about Alex, but I would think it was more fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed signing up the official way. So if other people want to do that, that would be fine to do that.
So this is Phil, and I can you hear me? This is
uh-huh.
Phil.
Yeah.
And I have a question about that. So if we put in the $500 that's our credit card, though, right, huh? I mean, that means we have to pay it off. I mean, I can't, I don't have $500 to
hey,
be
Phil,
out
were you
there.
On a, did you miss our, I think you did miss our call last week, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
That's my oversight for not filling you in then. What we got to
just
was...
Put, Phil. Phil, just put yes? the pink slip for your car.
Let the sisters pay.
Yeah. It'll take them forever.
So what do I do?
So what we got to was, you know, the board's essentially being comped, but then what we were looking at as a group is, boy, how does that work if what each person is doing is putting making this financial commitment as a symbol of their spiritual commitment. So what we got to was that each person for themselves on the board was going to look and see what makes sense for them to go in.
Whoa, somebody's at the park.
Oh, okay. So I put in, I think, would red with something.
Thank you, whoever. They muted themselves.
Are you still there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wow.
Wasn't sure if I was or if you were.
Okay, so
go
ahead.
So I just put in an amount that would keep me symbolically doing the work or whatever.
Still have you eating.
And still eat.
Right.
Is that what you said?
That is an amount that makes it serious. Because what we talked about, Phil, was that in the past, you know, we've comped the board for email classes. And then, you know, it's kind of a, well, if I feel like doing it, okay. But, you know, I'm really not invested. I really don't have anything at stake here.
Right,
and
right.
And what people got to is they want to have something at stake.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That would be just fine. Because
yeah.
I was going to give a donation anyhow. It's just that
exactly.
I know the $500.
Well, and
I
have a fun plan, so I'm hoping you guys all think it's fun, too.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Can't wait.
Me too.
I'm in a boat. I'm not sure if I still have that link. What would be the easiest way to get that?
I can send it to you, Dave.
Great. Thanks, Bob. And to Alex, too, if you don't mind, Bob.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to bring this up a little earlier, but it was about the we're going to brainstorm for ideas about how to get the voices out into a wider arena. And just wanted to invite the board to consider that if there were any ideas that folks had about, you know, ideas to spread the voices.
Did that magazine ever publish them?
Yeah, local.
Did you say that again?
Local Sacramento magazine was going to publish them, or did, I guess. Great. So we'll think about that, Alex. And then if... For sure. I mean, unless we get to it before that, we could talk about it on that Tuesday when we're all together. Yep. All right. I'm up next. I had one thing, which was to talk to a lot of people about the practice opportunity. And so anyway, there's this one woman who has done a lot of far-flung stuff with us, not close stuff, but she still is way committed, wants to do it, etc. But she's going to be away for 2 weeks. And she said, so is that a problem? Because I'll be out of email range. And so as I talked to her, what we got to is, well, no, she's just not going to have a computer with her. But, you know, she realized this is a really serious commitment. So if she's serious about it, she'll need to hunt down a computer. But she will need to use an alternate email address for those 2 weeks. She'll need to use her Gmail address so she can access it remotely. And I didn't know, I said I would check in with our IT team to see if that's a problem or not.
What would be ideal is if it didn't matter if we just had both addresses from the get-go.
Okay.
And then it's not an issue for us when we have to switch them and switch them back.
Perfect. That's a really good thing.
And she does that delete thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's perfect. I didn't think of it. Yep.
So if someone just sends me the second, if she's already signed up, if someone just sends me the other email address.
Okay. I asked her to email us, so I'll see that email tomorrow.
Okay.
Dave?
I had one thing, which is what I can do in Africa to something fun for the bridge walk. there was an idea, I'm not sure what it is, about collecting stories from people. And so I think this would be the forum to find out about that and see what ideas people have.
I think that stories thing was around the campaign. And so I don't know if we feel like we've kind of done the campaign, but we were thinking after the deadline, which is tomorrow, that we would focus on fundraising, far-flung fundraising, and that it would be neat to have a, I don't know, full stories come back from you just about a particular person and some transformation that's happening in their life.
Yeah,
and
that
would even be that, you know, you get Teresa to write some notes for you and you just send them off to us.
Or just get Teresa to tell you what's happening in people's lives. Because
yeah.
She has a million of those stories that we never actually know about.
And Jen, you Teresa's okay. You finally got through to her?
Yep. She had a really bad flu. But she's a lot better now.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay, and so that would be used while I'm there. So I would do that and just email it to folks, and I could send some pictures along with it if that would be helpful.
Yeah, and to make it easy for you, Dave, it could be the blog one and the same. No, just as you're writing stuff up,
okay.
We could. I would think, Marie, don't you think? We could kind of pull it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And would it be helpful for me to try to do anything else, like videos of people saying hello or anything like that, or does that seem unnecessary?
I'd love to have audios, you know, like for open air, good news update. If you have some kind of a, you know, digital audio recorder.
I don't have that right now.
Okay, and it's incredibly hard to do. That thing that we sent back when we were over there was just gargantuan. But I wonder if there's some way that there could be a phone conversation that's recorded.
Yeah, and I was even thinking that it didn't have to be sent back while Dave was there, that if he had some device, just bring it back home with him when he comes back home.
Yeah, and get something that he would then talk about afterwards.
Yeah.
What I just picked, I don't know if this is what you're thinking, Michael, but like Teresa could essentially give a good news update from Cantalumba that we would then air.
Oh,
absolutely.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, or several of them.
Right.
Wow.
Or a welcome to the Bridgewalk people.
Yeah,
I guess you're going to be.
It would be fun, too, I think, since we've been talking about the roofs and the people getting new roofs, to kind of get an update or something more specific from the people who have roofs, or, you know, some stories about all that happening.
Yeah.
Well, and Jen, you actually have some current numbers for us, right?
Yeah, there are 11 roofs that are nearing completion.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of house repair, apparently, has happened around it. I was telling Dave and Sherry this morning that one woman, the oldest woman who works for us, her house apparently had a Kafubu water pipe running. Like, Kafubu Water is the water company that does the yucky water, you know, running right through her house. So they basically rebuilt her house. They just moved it, like, 20 feet back so it wouldn't be on the pipe.
Wow.
They've done a lot.
And then put a roof on it for her.
And then put a roof, yeah. So I think what's happening is some serious home improvement, not just putting a roof on, but they're really going for it.
Great.
And the other thing about that could be a focus for Dave is what you said, Jen, about you suspect that there's a lot of working together on this.
Yeah.
So it's not just the carpenters go in, Friday and the guys go in and put a new roof on a house.
Yep.
It's really people in the community working together to make each one of these houses the very best it can be as the roof is going on.
Yeah,
oh, that is so nice.
Yeah, it's so
and that's a good. That would be a good story.
Yeah, because
now,
we're not
paying. Can I ask a question about do the people who put up the loans get connected with a specific person who in any kind of way, or is it just you don't really have that connection?
No. Now we are gonna. We do have the intention, I know Sherry and I have talked about this informally, but it's definitely on my list, to update the people who put up roof loans specifically. But we really try to steer away from that one-on-one. And as I look around at other NGOs, I see every NGO goes in that direction. So I think there's good sound reasoning behind that.
Yeah.
But this is what Dave could do while he's there fairly easily, I would think. Get the person and the kids who are going to live in that house with the roof, line them up in front of the house and take a picture of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, as much as he can. And again, all he has to do, he gets the photo, and then he can have a team. Teresa can send in a team behind them to see if the family's willing to say, you know, what their story is, you know, whatever, just whatever would be interesting about them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's very easy. As far as the audio go, I don't have an audio device. But I wonder if I'm taking this video camera with a digital, takes on digital tapes. If I took a video of Teresa talking about the difference that Living Compassion is making in Cantalumba, could we use the audio after that, off of that? And I was thinking we could stick the video up on the web and say, here's, you know, if you want to meet Teresa, here she is, or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's definitely possible. I mean, any we can easily extract the audio easily, but it's, I mean, once you've downloaded the audio onto a computer, once you've downloaded the video onto the computer, the audio can be separated from it and used.
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that the best thing to do when you're doing video cameraing with audio is to be close to the people, because otherwise, if you're too far away, the audio gets really lost.
And there's no reason that Dave couldn't take that little audio device that we have at the monastery. You know, it's about the size of a Bic lighter and does a great job.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good. That's great. I can do that for sure. Maybe Alex would be willing to help me with that later on today. I can get an orientation, and I guess I probably need a mic and stuff like that.
We didn't use a mic when we were there.
No. We didn't use a mic when we recorded Teresa in the Palapa, the Nsaka.
Yeah, I would say hold it as close to the mouth as you can.
Okay. So, and I suppose, you know, we can email Dave if we have brainstorms about other things. Phil.
Oh, Phil. One thing about the yard sale that we're having, you know, I think we touched on this last time that I was on, but there's still the question of either charging or seeing if they'll give large donations for whatever. Do you have a feel on it? I just thought maybe the board would be able just to say one way or the other. Yeah. And what would that be?
Do a combination so that it's, this is our minimum amount, you're welcome to pay more.
Yep.
All right, that's good. Then they won't try to get us down.
Right.
That's perfect, because I want to tell the people, at least the people that I know are bringing things to have it all priced before they come in, if we're going to price them. So that's good. And then we'll have a sign up that says that minimum. Priced minimally, you know, number. That's good. Does that sound good?
This is a fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was that.
Okay. Deb.
Yeah, I had a couple things just about thank yous. I think it's time for us to print new ones that go out for Living Compassion and Zen Monastery Peace Center, so just new images. And I
okay.
think I heard that Bob is the one who just has easy access to all those photos. So what if I just sent an email to Bob to get a few, maybe 10 ideas, and then I could share that with the board and say, what are people's votes?
But do I just had one other thought. Bob, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. In our image database plan, in theory, we were going to have one of the hard drives up here.
Right.
Do we?
Right. No, I have that one right now. We never really sort of found a way to kind of...
Because if you got it to us at the Bridge Walk, Deb, you could, when you're here with us back at the monastery, you could look through.
That'd be perfect, actually.
Okay.
And that way Bob wouldn't have to kind of be guessing at what kinds of things you're wanting.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then we can make a few new thank you cards. And then I also wondered if for the Bridgewalk thank you cards, we want to, you know, print a special one for that.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yep.
So just...
Yep. Yeah, I think that's great.
Okay, so maybe we'll all wait and we'll see what images we get from that day. And
well, and I would think that our logo for that would be stunning.
Oh. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's neat.
I'm just inspired to say something because I received one of those, that they're really beautiful. The attention to detail is incredible. Even the stamp that's on there says celebrate. It's just, you know, just some, and placed on nicely, and mm-hmm. everything about it is gorgeous. So I just wanted to say that in case you wanted to.
Cool.
I second that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And for me, every time I can just forward something to Deb and say, would you please send a special thank you? It's just enormous. I mean, yeah, it's huge to have that as a part of our system and someone there willing to do it. So,
well,
thanks.
And something that's fun from doing it for a little while is just that we're clearly getting more and more donations all the time, which is neat. So,
really
thank God.
did I miss anybody? All right, then. I think we're set.
I had one question, Jan, I just thought of.
Okay.
I just happened to notice I saw a list of the people who had registered for the Bridgewalk, and I saw that some monks were on there and some weren't, and I just wanted to make sure everybody got their T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And that got in the system because we're down to our deadline.
Right.
Boy, that's a really good point.
We weren't sure if we were going to let go or not.
Well, the T-shirt piece is separate from the registration piece, so I'm not sure what it's Henry, but when I pull together the T-shirt list, I guess tomorrow or Saturday, whatever we're going to do it, you know, we can look at that and see. I mean, maybe monks can kind of think whether they've actually sent those in yet, but I sent the monks both the link to both the Peace Storming and the Bridgewalk T-shirt form separately from the registration piece.
Okay,
oh,
you
okay.
Sent those in other than draft form? I got the draft of the T-shirt order form, but I don't think I got one that wasn't a draft.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember getting a draft for the Bridgewalk T-shirt. Or do I? I mean the Peace Storming. But is it the same as last year's? And were we even going to get one? I forgot what the outcome of that was.
Well, we're sending, like, once a week we've been sending out an email to people who, well, Peace Storming, we haven't sent out anybody a link other than hopefully most of the monks, a link to their T-shirt form.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
That'll probably go out maybe tomorrow, I think. But Bridgewalk people, like, once a week, we've just been gathering up the most recent registration.
Yeah, you know, I signed up for that. I just didn't remember any Peace Storming one, and then I thought we... Ed said if we had one from last year, it was going to be the same. I can't remember the outcome of that discussion.
Okay, so Bob.
So, in other words, we should sign up when it comes.
Well, I think the difficulty is not knowing who has and who hasn't, right? So,
okay, I'm a little confused. I can't speak for all of us in this room, but... What I'm hearing is that all the monks have gone online and signed themselves up for the Bridgewalk. And from what I remember, it asked for your T-shirt size. No?
No, that was a separate email.
Separate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we all went and signed up for the Bridgewalk, then we'd get the same system everyone else gets. The monks wouldn't need it's their own system.
Right.
Okay.
But we had just decided on some phone call. I don't think there was an assumption that they were going to all register for the Bridgewalk, so I was asked to send links to both those T-shirt forms to the monks.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually registered for the Bridgewalk or not, but I did submit T-shirt sizes for both events.
Okay, well, we're messed up. what's the easiest way to deal with this now, and thank you for seeing that, Marie? What do we do now, Bob? Or Marie, or whomever?
Well, How about if I look at what's been sent in about T-shirts and I send emails to any monks that aren't on either or both those lists? Or,
well, monks and bored, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jen, and we also have Jen just remembered Sequoia and Michael. They'll need T-shirts too.
And
maybe,
Amy, if she comes back.
Yeah, she won't. She won't need a peace storming shirt, but she need. She would need a Bridgewalk shirt.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the thing to do is, and this is something I have to do tomorrow anyway, is I need to marry the registrations for both events with the T-shirt Science for Each event, and then actually see what we have. Because
great,
I don't, because a lot of people have actually sent in their stuff, and I don't know that I want more information of, that I already have.
Yeah,
I know exactly how you feel, Bob. Okay, so what I'm hearing is you'll let us know.
Yeah, and maybe the monastery can at least make sure that Sequoia and Michael's sizes end up in the mix,
okay.
Or at least let me know. Like, if I'm just sent an email, I can make sure they're added.
But we can send you an email telling you their T-shirt sizes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, we can do it.
And Amy's for the bridge walk.
And Amy's for the bridge walk, yep. So, okay, so Bob, I'm pretty sure we're clear now over here that two of us officially signed up on the web, and two of us just signed up for the T-shirts. So two of us have T-shirts, and two of us have lunches. So we'll share. So anyway.
The half a burrito I get, but the T-shirt thing will be trickier.
Depends on what size is ordered.
I think that's best, why it's best to start with, well, let me look at all the information we have, and then we'll fill in the holes.
And then you'll tell us what the holes are? Even
kind
of know? Okay,
yeah.
So we won't send you anything yet until we hear from
good.
You.
Good. And I think June is, Marie is still working on the artwork, right? The final two screened images. And June assures me that if we get all this together by Monday, we're still in good time to get everything done.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
I hope she's right.
Yeah, I think she's right.
Good.
When I researched it.
Good. Good. Okay.
Okay.
Are we set?
Yes, I think that's it.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
can I tell you quickly what's going to happen?
Yes, all right.
Huh?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what I'm asking people to do is to come up with something that lights them up. Familiar language. Something that a conditioning doesn't let them do, talks them out of, says is frivolous, maybe it's art, or maybe it's just pursuing something that they're interested in, getting involved in something. So they're to come up with something that makes them want to hop out of bed in the morning because they can't wait to do it. Okay? And it's going to generate at least $500 over the next 3 months.
It's going to generate $500.
At least $500 over the next 3 months.
You mean doing this thing that lights you up is going to generate
That's right.
Whoa.
So, my business partner can be a bah humbug sort of chick. And so we're trying to write this confirmation for this thing. And she said, and I said, no. You don't understand. What we're talking about is something that lights you up, something that you would love to do, that would be fun to do. You're not thinking up some way to make more money. That's not the point. And I said, for instance, for me, I have this little oak chair. It's a little kid's chair that I picked up on the street in Palo Alto. And I said, you know, I just love Frida Kahlo, and I love Mexico, and I love Mexican art. And what I would do if I had the time is I would paint furniture like that for little kids in Mexican kind of art.
Oh,
She said, oh, my God, I would love to do that. Let's go let's go to the yard sales and that, and find old chairs and refurbish them and then paint them up in those kinds of, okay? Can you picture it? I mean, in about 10 minutes, we launched into this whole new exciting project that would actually eventually result in making that kind of money. Oh. And the thing that lights you up is you're doing this for charity. You're doing it so that you have the money to contribute to something that you're excited about.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Love it.
Great.
I'm hearing some hesitation over the airwaves.
I'm trying to think up what my thing's going to be.
Yeah.
That's right. But the thing is that that's going to be the first part of the adventure, is thinking up what that's going to be. What would you be excited about doing? So that at the end of the day, instead of flopping in front of the television or whatever it is that people do, they go do this thing that they never get a chance to do. You know, I mean, you know, all of you from being in practice, the number of people who want to do art, but they never get to do it because it's a waste of time, it's frivolous, it just, okay?
Yep.
And so there it is. Or somebody who, it's inspired by the Jen talking about my, you know, when I first went to the monastery and I didn't want to get a job, I didn't want to go to work because I wanted to be available for practice for whenever there was anything I could do at the monastery. And so I started finding these little part-time jobs that I could do to make money to support the monastery. And the other thing that inspired me was Lynn, whatever her last name is, making jam. You know, I'm sure she makes jam every year.
Yes.
But she was so excited about making jam and selling it to make money for, in this case, the African Children's Project.
Yep. It's like Maddie and her rocks.
Like Maddie painting rocks. Yep.
Yeah,
so you know,
funny.
I'm hopeful that, and of course it's part of a whole process that people will go through, but I'm hoping that it'll move people from overwhelm and dissatisfaction that people live in into a realization that if you're doing what lights you up and that you feel good about, then you have a lot more energy than if you're listening to the voices of conditioning. And if somebody goes in a whole new direction and, you know, starts a business or gets fabulously wealthy, well, hey, maybe they'll tithe.
That's super fun. I already got one. That's really great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I'm hoping other people go. Yeah, I mean, the voices of conditioning are going to go, oh, no, one more thing I have to do. Oh, my God. But that's the whole point.
Well, because it's something what I went to when I was kind of looking was, well, it's something I always want to do, but it's like, well, so I'll never get to do that someday. But
Yep. I've wanted to paint stuff like Frida Kahlo since I found out who she was, but I don't have time to do stuff like that. You know, I'm busy. But if I have to do it because I've made a commitment to doing this, what am I to do? I have to.
I have no choice.
No, I got one right away. Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got one right away as soon as you said something that lights you up that you've always wanted to do but conditioning wouldn't let you. It came right away. I want to learn to play the blues harmonica. But then when you said make $500, I was thinking, wow, it'd take me a while to learn how to perform. And
on the street in Murphy's with a basket.
I didn't assume that.
What?
I would assume it's going to take a long time.
You wouldn't?
No, I think you put out your little case with a sign that says what you're doing this for. I bet you people would be generous.
Ah,
it could get you to shut up. You know, $5 won't stop playing until you're out of sight.
It's true. The worse you were, the more generous people would be. they can see the commitment you're making.
All right. That's all for me.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.